From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said today the U.S. economy has done measurably better than expected in recent months. He said the improvement is the result of the actions the government has taken to deal with the recession. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his weekly address, President Obama points to better-than-expected economic data as evidence the federal government's stimulus plan is starting to work. Mr. Obama calls the new numbers an important sign the economy's headed in the right direction.
This won't happen overnight. As I've said before, it will take many more months to fully dig ourselves out of a recession. A recession that we've now learned was even deeper than anyone thought. But I'll continue to work every day and take every step necessary to make sure that happens.
This coming week, Mr. Obama visits Elkhart, Indiana, where he campaigned for the stimulus plan back in February. The city has one of the nation's highest unemployment rates, and it's only worsened since the president's last visit. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Administration officials say car shoppers will be able to take part in the Cash for Clunkers program this weekend, although the $1 billion for the program has been spent. The House voted yesterday to provide another $2 billion, and the Senate is expected to do the same next week. In the meantime, the administration says deals made through this weekend will be honored. The program gives as much as $4,500 to people trading in old gas-guzzling cars for more fuel-efficient vehicles. Corazon Aquino died this morning in a hospital in the Philippines at the age of 76. She led the 1986 uprising against then-dictator Ferdinand Marcos. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Corazon Aquino was a fighter who staved off seven coup attempts while in office, but in the end succumbed to cancer. Her people power revolt that swept Ferdinand Marcos from power inspired similar nonviolent protests around the world, including several that helped end communist rule in Eastern Europe. At home, in office, however, Cory Aquino failed to meet high public expectations. She was often indecisive, which left many of her allies disillusioned, and helped pave the way for the numerous coup attempts against her. Critics say she also failed to implement a comprehensive agrarian reform package, in part because it affected her own family's large holdings. Cory Aquino stepped down in 1992, but remained active in social and political causes, including rallies that called for the resignation of the current president, Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo, over allegations of vote rigging and corruption. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.
Prominent moderates in Iran went on trial today on charges of rioting during protests against the June 12th presidential election. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians demonstrated after officials declared that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had won re-election. The opposition claimed the results were rigged. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. After months of talks, the management of the rapid transit system that serves the San Francisco Bay Area has reached a tentative agreement with its unions. This averts a possible strike. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Following a marathon negotiating session, Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART, and three employee unions agreed on a new four-year pact Friday, sidestepping the risk of a strike that would have created gridlock for commuters throughout the Northern California region. If approved by the rank and file, the new contract would save the transit agency about $100 million. Union officials are optimistic their members would ratify the contract. Neither management or union officials elaborated on details of the agreement. There had been reports that BART officials were pushing for changes in work rules to reduce overtime and higher employee contributions toward benefits. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
A federal jury in Boston yesterday ordered a Boston University graduate student to pay $675,000 for copyright infringement. Joel Tenenbaum had admitted that he downloaded 30 songs and shared them online. He said he can't afford to pay the judgment and will have to file for bankruptcy protection if it stands.
I can't. I don't have 700 grand. I don't have any appreciable fraction of 700 grand. This is a bankrupting judgment if it actually stands following all the post-trial motions or whatever goes on.
His lawyer says he will appeal the decision. This was only the second case in the nation against an individual for downloading music. Last month, a federal jury in Minneapolis ruled that a 32-year-old woman must pay $1.9 million for downloading 24 songs. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.